This is a call with another investor that had bought a couple of pieces of property to buy them and fix them up and rent them out or sell them. But unfortunately, it sounds like he might have not structured his financing correctly, as he said he ran out of money. And also, one of the properties is a double wide, which is not really a good investment for an investor, especially how much money he paid for it. So check this call out and notice that I didn't have any reservations in asking him what he had in the property. And I always kept asking him for a lower price. So check this call out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Larry Goins, and I was returning your phone call. You had called about a home that you have for sale.
Yeah.
Right. Great. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, yes.
The message said 401.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the one.
Good.
What do you want to know?
See, the information I have is 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
Right.
And it's worth approximately 30 to 40.
Yeah.
Oh, good. How'd you come up
to 40 there?
Oh, okay. Sounds like you're an investor.
Huh?
Are you an investor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Do you rent this property out?
No. We fixed it. Some they're messing up, so I thought I better get rid of it.
You're gonna get rid of it?
Yeah.
You're tired of fixing it up and people messing it up?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you rent it for?
Well, we didn't rent it. We just bought it and we fixed all the stuff and then. We're in shock.
How much do you have in it?
15.
You have 15 in it?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much in repairs does it still need?
Well, if you're a handyman, I think you can do in 2 to 3.
2 to 3 thousand?
Yeah.
If not, how much?
If it is, otherwise we take maybe 5.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And let me ask you this question. If we could close next Friday, what would be the absolute least amount of cash money you could take?
Well, my good man, you can go for, maybe 5% less, 5 to 7%.
I'm sorry?
5 to 7% less, maybe.
5 to 7% less?
Yeah.
Less than what?
15.
Less than 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Based on the numbers, is it a 3-bedroom?
Yeah, it is 2-bedroom, 1 living room, kitchen, 1 bath.
Oh, it's a 2-bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The bathroom is in the middle.
Yeah, over in California, the 2-bedroom type frame houses,
yeah.
And I imagine this is a mill type house that's probably 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, those type of houses to investors, if they're in decent shape, are going for around $10,000 to $15,000.
Okay.
If yours needs about 5 in work, we're probably going to need to be around 10 to make something work. If we could close next week, would that be something you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go by and take a look at it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Of the houses?
Any other houses that you want to sell?
Yeah, we have one on.
And what's the address there?
If you go on Road,
uh-huh.
You pass in maybe 3 miles from there.
Uh-huh.
It's on the right-hand side. That's called. Turn right there. You keep on going it, and you see a subdivision. We have a house in there.
Great.
That place is really booming, and a lot of people, and because of 485 coming.
Oh, that's right. 485 is coming from there. Now, have you owned that house very long?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, for 2 years. Yeah.
For 2 years?
Yeah. We got two acres in there.
And do you rent it out?
Yeah, 1.7 acres. I'm sorry?
Do you rent it out?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
And so it's been vacant for 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why are you selling it?
Like I said, it needs fixing.
Uh-huh.
If you fix it.
So it's been sitting empty.
Brand new.
It's been sitting ready to get work done for 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh. Is there any particular reason you never did the work?
Money flow.
Cash
flow.
I'm with you. I can certainly understand that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What is the address of that property? While you're looking, how many bedrooms and baths?
That one has, it could make as a 3-bedroom.
But it's 2 right now?
Right now it is 2.
Oh.
It's 3-bedroom, but, it didn't finish inside.
Oh, okay.
It's brand new looking and everything still fresh.
Uh-huh.
And 3-bedroom and 2 baths.
And you've had it 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, how much did you have to pay for it?
Yeah, who bought last year, she says.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, who bought last year, not 2 years.
You bought it last year?
Right.
Oh, okay. And how much did you have to pay for it?
That's about 50.
50?
Yeah.
Have you put anything into it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. And what's the address?
Yeah.
Okay. And the house number? Okay. I tried it as one word, but it didn't work. As one. Here we go. Here we go with two words.
Yeah, it's only one word.
Oh, okay. Wow, it sits way off the road, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that's a manufactured home.
I'm sorry?
Is that a double wide?
Yeah.
It's a double wide.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the name? Your name is?
Larry Goins.
Goins?
Uh-huh.
How do G-O-W?
G-O-I-N-S.
Oh, G-O-I-N-S. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, that's okay.
What's your phone number, sir?
I'm sorry?
Your phone number?
803.
Uh-huh.
831-0056.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see this Gastonia house first?
I probably do want to see a house. Okay. The one is going to be tough, being a double wide.
Yeah.
Very tough to move the double wides. Does it need any work?
Like I said, it needs a regular, you know, work inside.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Let me go over and look and see if we can work out something on the housing. 401.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go over and take a look at it.
Yeah, it needs a lawn mowing, but we didn't do that just because of people keep people away from there. That's the reason we didn't do it.
Sure, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Well, I'll go by and take a look at it.
Okay.
And see if we can work something out on it. Work than what we talked about. Is there any chance that we could get somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000?
No, we'll talk about it. Let's see, take a look, and then we can sit down and talk about it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go by.
That's fair enough.
Time, yeah.
I'll go by and take a look at it and then call you right back.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
This next call is a call with a lady that happened to be in foreclosure. And notice the questions I ask her about doing a short sale. I don't really like short sales. To me, a short sale is a long buy. But I think it's important to keep in mind, if you can't help a customer by buying their property, try to help them in another way if you can. I did ask her to seek the advice of attorney, although I never said the bankruptcy word. And I also advised her that I'm not an attorney and I don't give legal advice. But always try to help people in any way you can, whether you were able to buy their property from them or not. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
May I speak with... Please.
This is she speaking.
Hi, this is Larry Goins, and Robin had told me to give you a call about your house.
Yes.
Great. I'm sorry. I was out of town for a little while.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry about that. Could you tell me a little bit about what you have?
Okay, we've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, all brick ranch.
Uh-huh.
It's on 7.75 acres.
Uh-huh.
It has carpeting, wood floors, tile floors, brick fireplace, fenced yard. It's a house. I mean, what can I say?
Sounds nice.
And it's in foreclosure.
Oh, it
the
is. 20,
the 25th is the sale date. So
June
we have
25th?
Move, yeah, we have to move quickly on it.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about now. It sounds like it's in good shape.
It is.
Does it need interior, any work?
The interior needs to be repainted. It needs new carpeting. I have dogs. We've had accidents. And uh-huh. as much as I've tried to clean it out, it needs to be redone. The okay. carpeting in the bedroom could pretty much stay, but the hallway needs to be redone.
Do you have any ideas to what the approximate value of the home is?
I had an offer for $135,000 several years ago. In 2001, I had an appraisal done, and that was for $125,000. And there was a house that recently sold for $137,900. That's the exact same house.
I'm just trying to write this down as you're telling me. A recent sale of
$137,900.
And $125,000.
$125,000 was my appraisal in 2001.
Okay.
So I figure we're right in.
How big is the home?
It's 1,400 square feet. We got a 2-car attached garage.
Uh-huh. two-car detached garage.
Attached.
Attached.
Oh, yeah, okay. Not detached. Attached.
Okay, great. Now, do you have any idea what your loan balance is?
102,000. Well, 101 and some change, so I call it 102.
102,000.
Yeah.
And who is that with?
And the account is 9.
Okay. Have you talked to them about doing the possibility of doing a short sale?
I haven't talked to them about that yet.
Okay. What's the easiest thing for you to do with that sale date coming up is to talk to them, tell them you have somebody that may be interested, and tell them you need to do a short sale.
Now, what does a short sale consist of?
Okay. What that means is, given the fact that it's going into foreclosure, and the payments are behind.
Yeah.
Lenders will accept. I shouldn't say will, but as a general rule, they will accept less than the balance that is owed, which in your case is 102.
Yeah.
If they can get a quick payoff instead of having to finish the foreclosure, go through everything, and then list it with the realtor and do the maintenance and the upkeep.
What about us getting some of our equity out of it? Because if we have
When a lender does a short sale, as a general rule, they won't allow the seller to receive anything.
That would make us penniless. We don't even have any. My husband and I are now both employed. Unemployed.
You're
we
both. I'm so sorry.
We have nothing to move on.
How long has that?
My husband. I just recently became unemployed. My husband's been unemployed for a couple years now.
Really, he can't find anything.
Now that's what led us into the situation.
Oh no! What kind of work does he do?
His stolen several years ago.
Oh no!
And it's been trying to rebuild and going. It was a downhill decline after that.
Yeah. Well, in dealing with someone like me, whether you call me or any other investor out there, we generally need to be around 60 to 65% to be able to, because we're going to have to go in, like you said, put carpet and paint, and handle the maintenance and the taxes and the insurance and the upkeep and mowing the lawn and all that, because we're looking for the same buyer that you are, only that we're able to wait 6 to 9 months to find it. So that's the reason that an investor needs to be around 60 to 65. And based on that you owe about 102 on it, probably the only way to do that is to get the lender to accept a short sale. And in doing that, the lender doesn't allow the seller to walk away with anything, because their whole base of thinking is, if I'm going to take a discount, I'm not going to do it so the seller can walk away with some cash. So if that might be an option for you, we could, talk a little bit more about the possibility of doing a short sale. I could tell you how to get in touch with the lender and get that rolling.
The thing is, we have nothing to move on.
Really?
Nothing. No savings. It's all long since gone. The 401k is gone. Everything is gone.
Oh.
We are penniless. Otherwise, believe me, I'd be redeeming this thing right now if I could.
Right. I understand that. I'm not an attorney, and I can and don't give legal advice, but you may want to seek an attorney about what you can do to help you until you can get some money to move, because I'm sure there's probably a couple things that you can do to stay the foreclosure, to prevent it from going through.
Okay.
But like I say, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you any legal advice or anything, but, unfortunately, you're not in a position where you can move, and if you don't have anywhere to go, you probably do need to see an attorney to see what you can do to keep from having to move right away while you don't have any money.
We'd be penniless
at
this point.
I understand. Well, if I can help you with anything, I can give you my number if you'd like.
Okay, hold on. Let me get some paper and pencil.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And my name is Larry Goins.
And that's for a short sale.
Mm-hmm. And it just depends on what the lender will, be able to take. And I understand that's not the best option for you right now because, you wouldn't be able to move or whatever. But, if it comes down to it, give me a call and I'll see what I can do to help you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck with it, okay? And I hate you going through that.
Okay, thank you very much for getting back with us and letting us know what our options are.
You're welcome. No problem at all, and you have a nice day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. My name is Larry Goins.
And that's for a short sale.
Mm-hmm. And it really just depends on what the lender will, be able to take. And I understand that's not the best option for you right now because you wouldn't be able to move or whatever. But if it comes down to it, give me a call and I'll see what I can do to help you. Okay.
Okay. Thank
Good
you very much.
Good luck with it. Okay. And I hate you're going through that.
Okay. Thank you very much for getting back with us and letting us know what our options are.
You're welcome. No problem at all. And you have a nice day.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
This next call is a call with a lady that her and her brothers and sisters inherited a house. Her mom had passed away, and it's a two-bedroom house, and it needs some work. And I asked her a lot of really good questions on this call, and please pay attention to those. Make some notes. Also, I would like to point out a couple things. Her house is a two-bedroom house. Not a lot of people now are looking to buy or even rent a two-bedroom house, and I wanted to make sure I pointed that out to her as well. And I could have went in and made an offer and just say, we can give you $15,000 for the house, but I like to price condition the seller. Let them know what other houses similar to theirs in similar area and condition are actually selling for. That way, they know what I can pay for it without me coming out and insulting them or making them mad or anything. We actually were not able to buy this property. She talked with her brothers and sisters, and they wouldn't come down. She called me back a couple of times. They dropped the price a little bit, but we never could come to an agreement. So hope you get a lot of good information on this call, and thank you.
Hello, this is Larry.
Yes, this is...
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
And like I was telling you, my sister and I, my brother owns the house. My
uh-huh.
mother passed away in December.
Now, did we send you a postcard or something about a house, a vacant
well,
house or something?
Well, my attorney is the one that gave me y'all's number.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so
well, that was good.
That's why
he may know we buy a lot of houses and we can close fast.
Yes. And are you a realtor or something?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. What we are, we're individual investors,
mm-hmm.
and we buy houses and we pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
And we can usually close in about 10 days.
Oh, really?
A lot of times we can close by Friday as long as it's not Thursday.
You're not from one of these I buy ugly houses thing, are you?
No, ma'am. That's a franchise.
Okay.
That's a franchise. They're a national franchise,
right.
And they have different people
okay.
in different areas.
Well, Franklin had called our attorney, and he gave us your number and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we're willing to go under the value of it.
Can you tell me a little bit about the house? First of all, what's the address?
Mm-hmm.
In what town is
it? Yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, it has two bedrooms,
uh-huh.
a bath, and a living room, kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it just practically, it had new floors put in, the tile and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen now, it has to have a new cabinet in it where the sink goes.
Right.
Because it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably will have to have a roof. That's
uh-huh.
what everybody's telling us, but it don't leak or anything.
Uh-huh.
But it's an old house.
Right.
And really, that's, you know...
Now, how long has it been vacant?
Since December. No, I'm sorry, since January.
Just this past January?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And now, who lived there?
My mother used to live there.
Oh, okay.
She passed away in December.
I'm really sorry. How are you doing?
Oh, we're trying to handle it.
Really?
We're just wanting to get rid of the house so we can just go on with our lives.
I understand.
It's kind of hard.
Did she live there by herself?
Excuse me?
Did she live there by herself?
She lived with her granddaughter. My daughter lived with her.
Oh, well, I bet that was nice.
Yeah, it was, because she had her great-grandbaby with her, too, so.
That's good.
And she practically
And plus,
raised
you know,
her.
I'm sure your daughter will appreciate that for years to come.
She misses her grandmother very much.
I bet she does.
So. But like I said, it's two bedrooms. It sits on two lots now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big. I don't even have the paper in front of me to tell you how big the lot is.
Mm-hmm.
But it is two lots, not one.
Right.
And
now, what was your mother's name? So when we look it up on the...
Okay.
Okay. Now, so you and your brother or sisters are selling this?
Yes.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one and two sisters.
One brother
mm-hmm.
and two sisters.
Yes, but our attorney is supposed to be handling it, but he says if we get an offer or something, to just let him know. And we're trying to sell it as fast as we can because we don't have the money to put back in the house to keep it up.
Sure. And the worse it gets... The harder it is to not only sell, but the more it's going to cost to fix it up.
Right.
And then the city's going to get on you.
Right.
But, you know, condemn it. and make you fix it, or they're going to tear it down.
No. It's a good little house. It was, I think it's like it was built like in the 1940s. I'm not sure.
Right.
And it's one of the mill houses up there.
Uh huh.
And on the street where it's at, all elderly people lives on it.
Uh huh.
And it's a quiet neighborhood right there where it is.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea about what the approximate value of the home is?
The value of it is like 34 something.
Uh-huh. And where did you get that number from?
That is what our attorney came up with.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And but we're willing to take less than that. We're going to try selling it at $29,900.
Uh-huh.
And again, you know, like I said, as bad as we want to sell it, we might come down lower, but we're not sure yet because we have not discussed it, all of it, with my brother yet.
Right. Now, who is primarily in charge of handling the transaction for you?
Will be.
Okay, I mean, who would be in charge of making the decision
for... Oh, it will be me, mostly.
You, mostly?
Yes, but I do consider my sisters and brothers at everything that I decide.
I certainly understand that. You want to. You don't want to jump into something and not get their blessing on
it. That's right.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fuss and fight either.
Sure, you don't want to do that.
No. But everything goes through.
Let me ask you a quick question, and I'm sure we probably can't. I wouldn't know if we would be able to come to an agreement today on the answer to this question. But do you have any idea what the absolute least amount you could take for it if we could get a fast transaction, like you said, and we could close by Friday?
I would have to call you back.
Okay.
Like I said, I would have to discuss it with my brothers and sisters. But like I said, we would go to $29,900.
Well, let me just share something with you.
Uh-huh.
The advantage of working with somebody like me, whether it's me or any other investor, mm-hmm. is we can close fast.
Okay.
But the thing is, we're going to step into your position.
Right.
In other words, when we buy a property, we have to be able to pay wholesale because we're going to step in. We're going to have to do the repairs,
mm-hmm.
do the maintenance,
mm-hmm.
keep the yard up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to pay taxes.
Oh, I know that.
We're
going
to have to pay insurance,
mm-hmm.
and maintenance and whatever repairs, paint, carpet, whatever that is necessary to get it in good shape. And then we're going to have to put it on the market, advertise it, show it, negotiate, possibly pay closing costs,
right.
Maybe even help somebody with down payment assistance or something. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're looking for the buyer you're looking for at $29,000.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we can't give $29,000 or $34,000 for it. We generally need to be around 60 to 65% of what it's worth to be able to do something. Now, the only drawback that you have in being able to find somebody to buy your house
mm-hmm.
is most people now, whether they're either renting or they're buying to live in, they want 3-bedroom houses.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a 2-bedroom house,
right.
So that hurts you. The 2-bedroom houses that we have been buying in areas, the 3-bedroom little mill houses, like you say, 2-bedroom houses, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, we've basically been around in the $10,000 to $15,000, sometimes $18,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
I've even seen them below $10,000.
Right.
That needed, you know, $5,000 worth of work or so.
Right.
So, in talking to your brothers and sisters, you know, your brother and your two sisters,
mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that, you know, you're not going to be able to get 29 or, you know, retail, but the advantage of working with us is you can have it behind you. You don't have to worry about paying insurance. I don't even know. Do you have insurance on it now?
Yes, we have insurance on it now, and like I was just explaining to my sisters, as a matter of fact, an hour ago,
uh-huh.
you know, all this stuff is going to come up for renewal soon.
Sure.
And taxes are going to be up for everything. And
that's
so
true.
We all own our home and stuff, and we just can't afford to put more money out into another home.
That's true.
We're trying our best to get a good price for it because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's other bills that have to be paid.
Well, and you know what? I'm sure you could get a good price, but right now, especially the way the market is, I have a house on the market now in Gastonia, and it's been on the market since October of last year,
mm-hmm.
and it's an absolute tip-top shape.
Really?
It doesn't need a thing, and I have the yard mowed and trimmed every week,
mm-hmm.
and it's still sitting on the market, and
yeah.
the realtor's telling me that the reason that they can't get anybody to buy is there's just so many houses to choose from now.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep that in mind.
What type of price would y'all be willing?
We're going to need to be in the teens somewhere, whether it be somewhere between, it's probably going to be around between 12 and 18,000, I'm guessing. But you talk to them and you see what
they fit. What the lease they would take or something.
What you can do, yeah, and then we can kind of go from there and, and then you can decide whether or not, you know, this type of transaction is for you. If you want a quick sale and want to just get your money and move on, it might be for you. But if you don't mind doing a little work to it and sitting on it and renewing your insurance and paying the taxes, you might would rather do that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard for all four of us right now. Like I said, we own our homes. We don't need another house.
I understand that.
And Mother wanted us to sell it.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to look at it as it's more of a relief than a it's more of a relief having something sold than it is, you know, being able to get the money. Sometimes it's just as important to get rid of the problem as it is to make the money.
Right. Okay, let me talk to them over the weekend. I will be seeing my brother this weekend. Can I get back with you Monday?
Sure. Would you like my direct cell number?
Yes, let me a pen.
Sure.
Okay.
My name is Larry Goins.
How do you spell that?
G-O-I-N-S.
Okay.
704.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an easy number, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I will get back with you as soon as I can talk to them and set them down and see what they say. But now I can't say yes or no.
I certainly understand that, and I figured you'd need to talk to them.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. You just give me a call and let me know.
Okay.
Do we have your number?
Yes. 704.
Jackie has your number?
No. I'm
sorry. Oh, okay. Hold on just one second. Let me get your name and number. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is another call with a for sale by owner, and one of the best things I'd like to point out about this call, in addition to all the questions that we ask him, and you can start to see a pattern after you listen to some of the calls and the questions to ask, but when he said he needed to talk to his wife over here, I could tell she was there, so I said, go ahead, I'll hold on. And if you notice, he said, well, over there she sits. And then he talked to her and then came back to the phone. We weren't able to do anything with this call, but I thought it'd be good to include it and for you to hear that. So enjoy it.
Hello, ma'am.
Just a minute.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Mr.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is Larry Goins, and I was returning your call. You'd called me maybe it was yesterday or so.
Yeah, day before yesterday, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little behind returning my calls.
Well, that's nothing out of the ordinary. Don't we stay behind?
I'm telling you. It seems like I always do.
Yeah, I seen your sign down here.
Uh-huh.
About buying houses.
Yes, sir. And, okay, so you have a house for sale?
I got one I'd like to sell.
Good. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, one block. And Lord, I don't know how. In other words, last time it appraised at $98,000.
98. Are you living in it?
I'm living in it.
Uh-huh.
But I've got a deal where I can move out, move up next to my son. I'd like to get rid of it if I can.
I know what you mean. So you still living there now?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here till about the 1st of August.
1st of August?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you probably been there a good while, hadn't you?
I bought the house in 1966.
Wow, you must have bought it new.
No, it was 2 years old.
Oh, really? So it's built in 1964?
Yeah. But it's been added on to. I got one of the biggest houses in the neighborhood.
Is that right? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the den I'm sitting in now, I think, is something like 16 by 18.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bedroom hooked on up there. That's 17 by 21, I think. I got a 14 living room.
How many bedrooms do you have?
Well, I've got four, but you could have five if you wanted them.
Four, but you could have five.
Yep, because where I'm at in the den, you can make a bedroom out of it.
Is it a brick house?
Well, all of it except for where I've added the two rooms on and the laundry room.
Uh-huh, brick and what is that, masonite on those?
Well, there's lumber.
Uh-huh.
Built out of lumber.
Siding?
Yeah, it's got siding on it.
Okay.
In other words, it needs a little work on it.
How, what kind of work does it need?
Well, it needs some work where some of the, some of the boards rotted out and eaves on the backside there and let it fall down.
The, what kind of boards are you talking about? The fascia?
Well, two by fours, I guess.
Up near
really
the roof?
I don't know. I'm not no carpenter.
Right, I understand. Okay.
But they appraised it. That was all. That was done when they appraised it. They appraised it at 98.
Uh-huh.
And I would take, in other words, I would take 85 for it to get out of it.
85?
Yeah.
How much do you owe on it?
64.
64?
Yeah.
And who was that paid to?
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you're current on your payments, aren't you?
Oh yeah, my payments. I'm not behind. I don't have to sell, but I
right.
just won't lose from it.
I'm with you. Yeah. The only advantage of working with somebody like me
uh-huh.
is an investor like that buys houses like that.
Yeah.
Is we buy houses and we pay cash. We
yeah.
can close in about a week.
Uh-huh.
That's the advantage. If you want to sell and wanting to move on, and if you want to stay there through August 1st, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
But if you just want your money and wanting to be done with it and over, that's fine.
Yeah.
However, having said that, we're going to basically step right into your position in the sense that now we own your house.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to do some work to it,
uh-huh.
fix it up, keep the grass cut, keep the maintenance up, pay taxes on it, pay the insurance on it, and clean, keep it clean and all that, and show it and advertise it, and probably pay a realtor's commission to eventually sell it or get a tenant in there. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So to be able to do that, an investor such as myself needs to be around 60 to 65% of what it'll appraise for, minus whatever repairs it needs. Because, we may need to sit on it 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, I know that. But no, I wouldn't let it go for much less than 85, I tell you that now.
What's the least amount you could take for it if we could close by Friday?
Well,
now, that'd be next Friday now, because this is already Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I have to talk to the wife in here. But I couldn't say for sure right now.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. I'll hold on.
Hey, all the honors is it. Hey, I got a fella you're about to have. What's the least we would take? Make up her mind. I'll tell you what. Let's talk it over and I'll get back with you.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of quick questions.
Yeah.
How much in work do you think the property needs?
Well, truthfully, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But it probably costs you maybe a couple of thousand, not much.
Right. Okay. Do you have any idea what the property would be worth after we do that work?
No, sir. You're one block from the schoolhouse. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
One block from the school.
Uh-huh.
Got a 90 by 190 lot. You got...
And that's in Gastonia, right? I mean, not Gastonia.
It's a corner lot.
Right.
It probably... You got a fenced-in backyard.
How big is the house?
Lord have mercy. Let me see here. Let's see if I can find this appraisal.
And when did you say that appraisal was done for 98?
It was done this year.
Uh-huh.
You got any idea where that appraisal is at? But I think it's... Well, I don't know where it's at. It's around here somewhere.
Well, do you have my number? Let me give you my number.
Well, I've got the one I called.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You just hang on to that number, and then after you and her talk about it, you all call right. me back, and we'll see what we can work out. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
Okay, I really appreciate it, and all good right. luck to you, okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, boy.
Bye-bye.
This particular call is a call with the guy that needed to do a short sale, and he was very cooperative, wanted to help us out, to help him out. A couple of things he mentioned that didn't really sound right. He was going to buy the property, going to move in it. Then later on in the call, he was going to buy it, fix it up, and had somebody that was, else that was going to buy it from him, make some money on it. And first he said he had had it 2 to 4 months, and then he was 4 months behind on the mortgage. So, but anyway, he ended up getting the short sale package and having it faxed directly to us, although we were not able to work out anything with the lender. I wanted you to be able to hear how we have the seller to get the short sale package and get it over to us so we can start negotiating with the lender to do a short sale. Just remember, you have to make a lot of these calls and talk to a lot of people to be able to get a deal, especially on a short sale. Enjoy it.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Larry Goins. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you?
All right, I'm doing pretty good, Larry.
Good, good.
Yes, sir.
You called me a minute ago, and you said that you received a postcard in the mail about a vacant house you have.
Yes, sir. I got it last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. I received it in the mail, and I had one potential buyer, and it fell through.
Oh, really?
And the thing was, I had lost my job here a couple months ago.
Man, I'm sorry to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just been real tough for me and just to try to make the payments and keep everything up and running. So
sure.
When I had saw your flyer, I was like, well, let me just give them a call and just see, you know, what exactly is going on and what they might have to offer.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
What kind of work do you do?
I was a sales rep for
uh-huh.
It was for, and we got brought out by I was working for them for 3 years, and they downsized. So I just got caught in the downsize.
That's kind of like...
Merged together.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they merged together about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it formed U.S. Well, actually, it was... And they all formed to one company.
Yeah, man, that's tough. I'm sorry to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
How long you been out?
I've been out right now going on 2 months.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's just, I'm now looking for a job, and it's just really just nothing in my field right now. And I don't want to take too big of a pay cut, but that's what it's looking like I'm leaning towards right now, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, man. Thank
Were you living in this house?
Actually, I was going to. And I had been making a payment because I was in an apartment. I was getting ready to leave from here and move into there, and that's when all this went down.
Now, did you buy it, or how long have you owned it, I guess?
It's only for about 5 months. So I've only owned it for a couple months. I mean, okay. Not long at all.
Mm-hmm. And how far behind in the payments are you?
I think I'm 4 months behind.
4 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you only had it about a month when it started messing you up.
Yeah, when I went through everything I had went through. I went through some problems with some personal stuff as well. It's just... Everything's just been bombarded, and I lost my grandmother over the Christmas holiday. So just a whole bunch of stuff is just,
man, I'm
yeah,
sorry,
it just
man.
Happened all at one time, and I actually cannot keep it up right now. Because what I was planning on doing was trying to fix it up and resell it, but that fell through. So I was gonna plan on living in it, and then like I said, this situation happened. So So it's just been a booger for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the house.
It's 30. It is.
How you spell that? Okay. Is that in
have the information and everything on there. The note on it was 773
uh-huh.
on the house.
773, what do you mean?
The house note on it.
The balance?
Well, no, I mean what I would pay every month.
Oh, the payment.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the payment on it, yes, sir. And that was included, like, taxes and insurance and everything included within that payment.
Uh-huh.
It was actually principal and interest at 587.07, and then the other things, the taxes, the hazard insurance, all took it up to 773.
Okay, so that's PITI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. And it's a...
Now, how much did you borrow?
85. Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the house.
It's actually a nice house. It's about it's a four bedroom, one bath, one full bath, and I was gonna try to put in another bathroom.
It doesn't have a half bath to go with it?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
About how old is the house?
That's a good question. I got all my. That's a good question, Larry. I really don't know, to be honest with you. But I'm gonna be honest; it does need some cosmetic work done to it. And I don't know. I got all my pay. I don't know how old the house is, to be honest with you.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't know how much it is, to be honest with you.
It's a split level, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here online.
Yes, sir, it is a split level.
Yeah. You can go to GIS,
mm-hmm.
and you can look them up online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty house.
Yes, I mean, yeah, and I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We had gotten it, be honest, I believe I was going to try to get it sold, and I honestly had a person I was going to have, you know, I was going to fix it up and just resell it to them, and I was thinking it could have went for about $120. Because, like I said, it is a split level. I mean, plenty of good size back, front yard and backyard.
Right, right.
So, I mean, like you said, it is a beautiful house. It just, like I said, it just needs some work done on the inside of it.
Uh-huh.
And
how much work does it still need on the inside?
I would say just some carpet. I would say no more than probably about $3,000 to $4,000 worth.
$3,000 or $4,000
yes,
worth.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I would say no more than that at total. And I honestly could get with one of my buddies that's a contractor and just us, me and him, look at it and just tell you pretty much probably a better estimate than that right there, to be honest with you.
Uh huh. So okay, so about $3,000 or $4,000, you say?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Roughly about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what bank are you with?
This was done through, the lender was a sale lender out of,
okay.
And the loan was, the payments I make is to, and that's out of Dallas, or the P.O. box is out of Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the information you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
We do a lot of deals like this.
Okay.
And at this point, you're really just trying to save your credit, aren't you?
To be honest with you, Larry, yes, sir, I am.
I understand.
Yes,
I understand.
I'll be straight up honest with you. Yes.
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Normally, a house like this, we would need to be in it a little less than what you owe on it.
Okay.
The 85.
Yes, sir.
But because of the fact that you're about 4 months behind,
mm-hmm.
what we can do is we can do what they call a short sale with the lender.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that term?
No, sir, I haven't. No,
okay.
Sir.
It's called a short sale. Mm-hmm. And do you have a pen handy?
Yes, so I got one right here beside me.
Okay. I'm going to help you out, and we're going to help you get out of this deal.
Okay, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to contact the lender.
Okay.
And you need to ask for this department, okay?
Contact lender, yes, sir.
It's called the Loss Mitigation Department. MITI.
Yes, sir.
GATION. Loss mitigation.
Yes, sir.
That means they're going to cut their losses.
Okay.
And they're going to accept less than what you owe on it to get it paid off.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So you need to ask them, once you get the loss mitigation department, ask them for a short sale package.
Okay, sure. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to help you put that together, because what we're going to do, we're going to take pictures of the house.
Yes, sir.
The work that it needs. We're going to get a hardship letter. What that is, that's just a letter stating that you've been out of work for the past 3 months.
Yes, sir.
And you're having trouble making the payments, and the house needs some work.
Okay.
And here's what you've been offered on the house, which is what we'll do. We'll put together an offer.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll also put together a net sheet showing that you're just, what you're doing is you're just saving your credit, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And then what we'll do is we'll send that in, and we'll see if we can't get them to accept it. And
okay.
Then they'll get paid off. And you can move on.
Okay, yes, sir. Larry, you don't mind, can I give you my cell phone number as well, just so, because that's,
sure,
that's the number you can
cell?
Pretty much reach me anytime. 704.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I keep that pretty much with me and on pretty much all the time. And that's probably the best way to get in contact
uh-huh.
with me. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. Now, the...
That's my home.
That's
yes.
home.
I mean my apartment. I'm sorry, my apartment.
Apartment.
Yes,
okay.
sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But right now the apartment's home.
Yeah. Yeah. It was actually I like I said it was just about to just a lie. I was planning on getting engaged and
uh-huh.
we were gonna move and it's just a lot of just mess, man. I tell you. But yeah.
yeah,
right now and I'm only gonna be here for like 2 more months, so I really gotta. Get something working here in the next
right.
yeah 60 days.
Right, I'm
mm-hmm.
with you. I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Because I'm actually just paying month to month, and I told them that, and they said that they were actually had somebody wanting to look at this, so they put me in the count in a little bind. So, but they've been good to me, so I'm just gonna try to work something out.
Good.
Yes, sir. But I will definitely call the lender and get all.
Now,
this.
I can do that for you, but I got to have a signed release, or they're not going to give me any information.
Okay. No, I can get that for you, Larry. I can get that. And
if you want to tell them to overnight it to you or
okay.
to fax it, if you want them to fax it to, you know, you can tell them my fax number is your